درس 29 انگلیسی با متد پیمزلر. در این درس به یک مکالمه با عبارات خودمونی گوش می‌کنید.
How's it going؟
رو می‌شنوید که معنیش میشه یک چیزی شبیه اوضاع و احوال چطوره و
Not bad
به معنی بد نیست.
Listen.
Hi Nancy, how's it going?
Fine, thanks. How about you?
Not bad. My wife and I are going to Boston tomorrow.
To Boston? Why?
Our son lives there now.
Really? How long are you staying?
A few days. We don't have much time.
Listen again.
Hi, Nancy. How's it going?
Fine, thanks. How about you?
Not bad. My wife and I are going to Boston tomorrow.
To Boston? Why?
Our son lives there now.
Really? How long are you staying?
A few days. We don't have much time.
فرض کنید معنی
not bad
یادتون نمیاد. بپرسین معنی
not bad
چی میشه؟
What does not bad mean? What does not bad mean?
Listen.
Not bad means bad نیست.
حالا تصور کنین رفتین سان فرانسیسکو و دارین با یه توریست آمریکایی حرف میزنین. بپرسین چه مدت؟
How long?
چه مدت میمونید؟
How long are you staying? Staying. How long are you staying?
She answers.
برای یه چند روزی.
For a few days. For a few days.
اینجاییم.
We're here.
برای یه چند روزی اینجاییم.
We're here for a few days.
بعد داریم میریم بوستون.
Then we're going to Boston.
دارم با دخترم میرم بوستون.
I'm going to Boston with my daughter.
با همدیگه داریم میریم.
We're going together.
Now she asks,
شما چطور؟
How about you?
How do you say?
برای دو روز اینجاییم.
We're here for two days.
ولی تنها این. ببینین میتونین بگین برای دو روز اینجام.
I'm here for two days.
کلمه ای که در حالت منفی به کار میبرین به یاد داشته باشین. بگین وقت زیادی ندارم.
I don't have much time. Much time.
ترتیب کلمات رو به خاطر داشته باشین. حالا از خانم آمریکایی بپرسین چه مدت توی بوستون میمونید؟
How long are you staying in Boston?
Listen.
For a few weeks.
Ask what weeks means.
What does weeks mean?
Weeks means hafte.
Say in English.
به انگلیسی بگین هفته. تحت لفظی هفته ها.
Weeks.
Ask again.
چه مدت؟
How long? How long are you staying in Boston?
How does she say?
برای یه چند هفته‌ای.
For a few weeks.
من و دخترم داریم با هم دیگه میریم.
My daughter and I are going together.
Say that you'd like to see Boston. Say that you'd like to see Boston.
I'd like to see Boston.
Say that you don't have much time.
I don't have much time.
How do you say?
Devist.
200. 200.
190.
190.
10 روز.
10 days.
8 هفته.
8 weeks. 8 weeks.
حالا دارین با شخص دیگه‌ای توی هتلتون حرف می‌زنین. می‌خواین بپرسین کی رسیدید؟
Listen.
When did you arrive? When did you arrive?
Did
یه کلمه سوالی مثل دوه. برای سوال درباره یه چیزی که در گذشته اتفاق افتاده به کار میره. بعد از گوینده تکرار کنین.
Did. Did.
حالا رسیدید؟
Listen and repeat.
Did you arrive? Arrive. Arrive. You arrive. Did you arrive?
یادتون میاد چطوری بپرسین کی؟
When?
Now try to ask.
کی رسیدید؟
When did you arrive? When did you arrive?
جواب میده دیروز.
Listen and repeat.
Yesterday. Day. Yester. Yesterday.
How does she say
دیروز؟
Yesterday.
دیروز رسیدم.
Listen and repeat.
I arrived yesterday. Arrived. I arrived. I arrived yesterday.
صدای
د
رو در آخر
arrived.
شنیدین؟ دو کلمه بعدی رو گوش کنین و تکرار کنین.
Did arrive. Arrived. Did arrive. Arrived.
یک بار دیگه ازش بپرسین کی رسیده.
When did you arrive?
How does she say?
دیروز رسیدم.
I arrived yesterday.
حالا یک بار دیگه بپرسین چه مدت میمونه.
How long are you staying?
فرض کنین برای یه چند هفته ای میمونه. چطوری میگه برای یه چند هفته ای؟
For a few weeks. For a few weeks.
حالا یک بار دیگه این مکالمه رو شروع می کنیم. بپرسین کی به سان فرانسیسکو رسیدید؟ تحت لفظی کی رسیدید توی سان فرانسیسکو؟
When did you arrive in San Francisco? In San Francisco. When did you arrive in San Francisco?
چطوری میگه دیروز رسیده؟
I arrived yesterday.
حالا میخواین بپرسین دیروز چی کار کردید؟ اول چی کار کردید؟
Listen and repeat.
What did you do? Do. Did. Did. Do. Did you do? What did you do?
توجه کنین چطوری کلمات
did you
با هم دیگه گفته میشن. حالا ببینین میتونین بپرسین دیروز چی کار کردید؟
What did you do yesterday?
یک بار دیگه از خانم آمریکایی بپرسین کی به سان فرانسیسکو رسیده.
When did you arrive in San Francisco? In San Francisco.
She answers.
دیروز رسیدم.
I arrived yesterday.
Now ask.
و چی کار کردید؟
And what did you do? What did you do yesterday?
میگه یه چیزی خریدم.
Listen and repeat.
I bought something. Bought. I bought. I bought something.
How does she say?
یه چیزی خریدم.
I bought something.
Listen.
I bought a book. I bought a book.
Ask.
معنی
book
چی میشه؟
What does book mean?
Book means kitab.
Kitab.
Listen and repeat.
Book. Book.
How does she say?
Ye kitab.
A book.
ازش یک بار دیگه بپرسین دیروز چی کار کرده.
What did you do yesterday?
How does she say?
یه کتاب خریدم.
I bought a book. I bought a book.
یادتون باشه
in
رو به کار ببرین. یک بار دیگه ازش بپرسین کی به سان فرانسیسکو رسیده.
When did you arrive in San Francisco?
She says,
دیروز.
Yesterday. I arrived yesterday.
ولی وقت زیادی ندارم.
But I don't have much time.
برای اینکه فردا عازمم.
Because I'm leaving tomorrow.
دارم میرم سیاتل.
I'm going to Seattle. To Seattle.
Ask.
سیاتل چقدر راهه؟
Seattle, how far is it? How far is it to Seattle?
She says,
شاید 700 مایل.
Maybe 700 miles.
Ask,
چه مدت توی سیاتل میمونید؟
How long are you staying in Seattle?
She says,
برای دو یا سه هفته.
For 2 or 3 weeks.
Now she asks,
شما کی به سان فرانسیسکو رسیدید؟
When did you arrive in San Francisco?
بگین دیروز رسیدیم.
I arrived yesterday.
چطوری ازتون میپرسه دیروز چی کار کردین؟
What did you do yesterday? What did you do?
منظورتون بیشتر از یکیه. ببینین میتونین بگین یه چند تایی کتاب خریدم.
I bought a few books. Books. A few books.
حالا به سیاتل سفر کردین. ببینین میتونین از یکی از توریست هایی که باهاشون آشنا شدین بپرسین کی به سیاتل رسیدید؟
When did you arrive in Seattle?
She answers,
دیروز.
Yesterday.
ازش بپرسین دیروز چی کار کرده.
What did you do yesterday?
سیاتل برای قهوه و کافی شاپ‌هاش معروفه. پس میگه قدری قهوه خریدم.
I bought some coffee. I bought some coffee.
و یک کتاب.
And a book. I bought some coffee and a book.
منظورش قهوه مشخصیه که خریده. چطوری میگه قهوه برای شوهرمه؟
The coffee is for my husband. The coffee.
یادتون باشه که وقتی میگین شیء برای شخصیه، همیشه منظورتون شیء مشخصیه. پس چطوری میگه کتاب برای منه؟
The book is for me.
و قهوه برای اونه.
Listen and repeat.
And the coffee is for him. 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 For him. The coffee's for him.
Him.
یه شکل دیگه هیه. بعد از کلماتی مثل برای ازش استفاده میکنین. بگین برای اون.
For him.
دو جمله میشنوین. بعد از گوینده تکرار کنین. به تفاوت بینشون توجه کنین.
He wants coffee. It's for him. He wants for him.
How does she say?
قهوه برای اونه.
The coffee is for him. The coffee's for him.
کتاب برای منه.
The book is for me.
و قهوه برای اونه.
And the coffee is for him.
قدری هم چای خریدم.
I bought some tea too. I bought some tea too.
چای برای دوستم مریه.
The tea is for my friend Mary. The tea.
چای برای اونه.
Listen and repeat.
The tea is for her. 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 For her.
منظور مریه. توریست آمریکایی چطوری میگه برای اونه؟
It's for her. It's for her.
منظور شوهرشه. چطوری میگه قهوه برای اونه؟
The coffee is for him. For him.
حالا منظورش مریه. میگه چایی برای اونه.
The tea is for her. For her.
حالا یاد میگیریم چطوری بپرسیم چایی دوست دارید؟
Listen and repeat.
Do you like tea? Like. You like. Do you like? Do you like tea?
Ask again.
چای دوست دارید؟
Do you like tea? You like.
ببینین میتونین حدس بزنین خانم آمریکایی چطوری میگه دوست دارم.
I like. I like.
How does she say?
چای دوست دارم.
I like tea. Yes, I like tea.
چطوری میگه قدری چای میل دارم.
I'd like some tea. I'd like.
How do you ask? How do you ask?
قدری چای میل دارید؟
Would you like some tea?
She answers.
نه مرسی. چیزی نمیخوام.
No thanks. I don't want anything.
Now say,
قهوه دوست دارم.
I like coffee. I like coffee.
ببینین میتونین حدس بزنین چطوری میگه مری قهوه دوست نداره.
Mary doesn't like coffee. Mary doesn't like coffee.
منظور مریه. میگه چای برای اونه.
The tea is for her. For her.
قهوه برای شوهرمه.
The coffee is for my husband.
برای اونه.
It's for him. For him.
چیزی لازم نداره.
He doesn't need anything. He.
ولی براش قدری قهوه خریدم. تحت لفظی ولی خریدم قدری قهوه برای اون.
But I bought some coffee for him. I bought some coffee for him.
قهوه دوست دارم.
I like coffee. I like coffee.
هنوز منظور شوهرشه. میگه ولی برای اونه.
But it's for him. It's for him.
و اگه داشتین درباره یه خانم حرف میزدین، چطوری میتونستین همین عبارت رو بگین؟
It's for her. It's for her.
هنوز داره در مورد شوهرش حرف میزنه. میگه چای دوست نداره.
He doesn't like tea. He doesn't like tea.
Now she asks,
و شما دیروز چیکار کردید؟
And you? What did you do yesterday?
Say,
یه چند تایی کتاب خریدم.
I bought a few books. A few books.
و قدری قهوه برای خانمم.
And some coffee for my wife.
قدری قهوه براش خریدم.
I bought some coffee for her.
چطوری ازتون میپرسه که شما قهوه دوست دارین؟
Do you like coffee?
جواب مثبت و کوتاه بدین.
Yes, I do.
قهوه دوست دارم.
I like coffee. I like coffee very much.
Now try to say
800.
800. 800.
900.
900.
990.
990.
تصور کنین بوستونین و دیروز رسیدین. توی هتلتون دارین با یه خانم حرف میزنین. به سوالاتش جواب بدین.
When did you arrive in Boston?
Yesterday. I arrived yesterday.
What did you do yesterday?
Say that you bought something for your wife. Say that you bought something for your wife.
I bought something for my wife.
Say that you bought some coffee for her.
I bought some coffee for her.
Do you like Boston?
Say that, yes, you like Boston.
Yes, I like Boston.
Say that you'd like to stay for a few weeks.
I'd like to stay for a few weeks. I'd like to stay. I'd like to stay for a few weeks.
Now say,
ولی وقت زیادی ندارم.
but I don't have much time.
Say,
فردا شب عازمم.
I'm leaving tomorrow night.
پایان درس 29 و امروز.
Pimsleur courses work most effectively when done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.